Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you because you are so, so faithful to us. Your word says that if we are faithless, you remain faithful because you cannot deny yourself. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that once you have made a promise to be faithful, you will always keep that promise. We never have to doubt and wonder if you will come through, or if you are listening, or if you are there with us. We know that you are there with us, Jesus, and we thank you for that. If anyone wants to praise Jesus, now is the time. Please go ahead.
Lord, we come to you this morning. Thank you for your great faithfulness. From eternity to eternity, you are God. Thank you for your faithful hand upon our lives all these years. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Even when we remain faithless, you are faithful. Thank you for that. Lord, your faithfulness spans through the generations. Through the generations. Lord, you're such a good God. You're such a loving, gracious, and kind God. And I praise you for that. Amen.
Amen. I wanted to share a testimony. So post-delivery, the number of my eyes had shot up very high. And last week when we went for checkup 2 days back, so the doctors checked and they were surprised that the number has reduced significantly. And he was not willing to accept it. He's told, come for a test again tomorrow morning without wearing the specs. Morning when you wake up, don't wear the specs. So yesterday, I went with Dad again for the checkup, and he confirmed that it has reduced, and they've asked me to get the new specs now. So I want to thank Jesus for that.
I want to thank God for being our defender. Every 2 years, our company is audited by an external agency, and it always happens on a Saturday and Sunday. So my name was given to come on Sunday as well. But on Friday, we get a call telling my general manager that the auditor wants to complete everything on Saturday. So we just completed everything. I praise God that today morning when I texted my general manager, he said he confirmed that I don't have to go. So I was able to participate today. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to share a testimony. I was supposed to do it last week, but we had so many wonderful testimonies last week that I postponed it. Anyway. You know, we have this lovely cat called Luca, and the testimony is that God not only takes care of us and our children, even our pets. And last week, as is our custom, we brought him into the bedroom, shut the door, and decided and went off to sleep, and put the lights off and everything. And as I got into bed, I found out that I got a catch in my toe, and I couldn't sleep. And I thought, okay, this catch will go in a couple of minutes. I just kept wriggling my toes in bed, but nothing happened. So I got up, turned the light on, and then Nawaz got up, and she also saw it, and she pressed it a bit, but nothing happened. And I said, don't worry, you know, I'll just walk around a bit, and it'll disappear. So I put the lights off, no glasses on, so I can't see too much, and just started walking in the dark. And as I walked to Nawaz's side of the bed where Luca normally sleeps. And I saw, you know, we always look, where is he? I looked down, he's not on his chair. I looked in his cage, he's not on his cage. Then I heard a meow. I said, where is he? And I looked out at the window. And this is what has happened. We stay on the 8th floor, for those who don't know. The window is open and Luca is outside sitting on the railing. You know? And I, in a split second, just... God help me, put my hand out there, grabbed him, brought him in and shut the window. And I just thank God, you know, that he's mindful, even of our pets. Now, just to put things in perspective, Jessica's friend had a cat. And around the same time, we got ours. And a month or so ago, this cat went out of the house and jumped to its death. Okay, so here we see that, you know, you're in bed, you're sleeping, you suddenly get a catch. It's God. You know, God wakes us up in uncanny ways, and I just thank God for his faithfulness and his protection. Amen.
I also have a testimony. Yes, no, 2 days ago, I think, 2 days ago, mom and I went to visit our endocrinologist just as a routine, routine checkup. For those who don't know, I mean, I think, was it 1 year ago, 2 years ago? In 2019, I had this severe, severe thyroid problem where I had lost around 10 kilos. I was in a very, very bad state. So I was put on medication and stuff. And I took the medication for a year. And after a year, my condition reversed. So from whatever from hyperthyroid, it became hypothyroid, which is a good thing. And after some time, my body started rejecting the medication that I was taking. Every time I took the medication, I would feel unwell. I would get this severe burning sensation over here. And it was just not agreeing with me. I didn't consult the doctor about this, but I just stopped the medication. I just stopped it completely. And all of these symptoms, all of these pains and all went. I kept on getting my blood tests done just to make sure that my thyroid levels were in check. And surprisingly, it remained normal, within the normal range, without any medication. So I said, Areva, this is good. So I just decided, okay, fine. If it's holding, it's holding. I'll stay off the medication so long as my results remain within the range. It's been almost a year and a half now that I've been off the almost a year now that I've been off the medication. My results are normal. I went and saw the doctor yesterday and I explained the situation to him. And he's checked all my reports. And he said, I can't even prescribe any thyroid medication for you because your results are within the normal range. In other words, I'm cured. I don't need to take any more medication. The doctor himself has given me a clean chit. So I'm very grateful to God that I've been healed. So yeah, that is me. Anyone else want to share something?
I think I'm just generally very thankful to Jesus for, how he has watched over us in this 1.5 year of pandemic. Three or maybe four of us have had COVID and God has seen us through. I'm saying four because we think now in hindsight Colin did have it, but we didn't know. When we hear so many people didn't survive, God has taken us through. He's watched over us. He's protected us. Not just that, we have, God has, this has been a season of learning and growth, and just God has been so, so good. And that's, really great is His faithfulness. And He's always been there. He has been there. He will be there till the very end.
Amen. Amen.
I would also like to share. Last week, I was unwell and I had first started with a bad headache. And then I had a cold and a sore throat. And then it was really bad. And it really was worrying my kids that, is it COVID or what? So we went to the doctor. I went twice. I did the test to check for COVID. And I was praying so much about it, Lord, it just let it be a negative thing. And when the test result was negative, I am ever so grateful for that, that God is really faithful to us. And we just don't know, but His hand of protection is just there on us all the time. And as Nawaz said, yes, even through the whole 1.5 year of the lockdown, He's just been so faithful, so giving and just providing endlessly for us. So I just want to thank God for His faithfulness always on me and my children.